USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The President and First Lady will visit Buffalo on Tuesday to meet with the families of the victims in Saturday's racially motivated mass shooting. All 10 of the people killed in the attack were black. Officials have confirmed that the suspect was in the area in March. They also said the suspect planned to continue shooting people if he had eluded police. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. Authorities in Orange County, California say hate was a motivating factor in a shooting at a Taiwanese church on Sunday. Investigators say David Chow superglued the locks and opened fire. Sheriff Don Barnes say Dr. John Chang tackled Chow and the other parishioners were able to subdue Chow and tie him up.
Dr. Chang is a hero in this incident. Based on statements from the witnesses and corroborated by other means,
Chow was the only one killed in the attack. Five others were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol. That includes dozens that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives. He has said the country needs their heroes to be alive, adding that it's a principle. Baby formula maker Abbott Nutrition says it reached an agreement with the FDA on a path to restart operations at its plant in Sturgis, Michigan. The facility has been closed for more than 3 months as the agency investigated whether powdered formula from the plant caused four babies to contract a rare bacterial illness which claimed the lives of two infants. Abbott says the FDA has not been able to definitively link its formula to the illnesses, adding it's addressing concerns raised during a subsequent inspection that found unsanitary conditions. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow rose by 27 points, but the Nasdaq fell by 142 points and the S&P 500 was off by 16. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is moving the weekend curfew for unaccompanied minors to 10 p.m. And as of this weekend, minors must be with an adult in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. She says it gives her no joy to implement the new rules.
But having exhausted every other opportunity, every other tool and remedy, we've got to go to this next step.
Her order comes after a 16-year-old was shot and killed near the Bean Sculpture. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill to prevent protests like those staged by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative justices of the U.S. Supreme Court. It will be a second-degree misdemeanor that takes effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine, but a protester can only be arrested after ignoring orders from law enforcement to disperse. The Federal Election Commission will not take any action against former President Donald Trump after it deadlocked on whether his campaign broke the law during the 2020 election. The Campaign Legal Center filed a complaint against Trump, accusing his campaign of laundering hundreds of millions in spending from mandatory public disclosure by routing payments through companies tied to his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. The practice has long been considered against the law, but the FEC, which is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, have often deadlocked on the issue. You can listen to us anywhere online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.